He's gotten a lot better. I think like last year, you're seeing after the World, he comes back from the World Juniors, and he's just a much more confident player. It seems like that tournament has really helped boost his confidence a lot. Offensively, you're starting to see a lot more confidence from him, too. I really like Dylan Sandberg's shot. I wish he'd take it more. There was a couple times last night where I wish he could have fired off the one-timer, and he didn't. And I don't know if that was just his own hesitation, again, that patience we were talking about in that game, or if it was, Denver also is really, really good at closing down shooting lanes as well. They don't leave a lot of open lanes for their goaltenders. So, but offensively, man, his shot is good. He plays so well alongside Mikey Anderson as well. That's an LA Kings prospect. Both of those guys are players you wonder if they're going to come out. The one area of concern I have with Dylan is sometimes his puck handling on the blue line there, whether it's at the power play or 5-on-5. He had a turnover last night that resulted in a one-on-one breakaway, but, Hunter Shepard's back there, so no worries. But he's had a few of those this year. But again, he just continues to progress. It's that progression he makes, from basically coming from high school right to college. He struggled in the first half and then goes to the World Juniors and just has a tremendous second half. You're seeing another big progression this year. I kind of feel at one point I thought maybe it was definite that Dylan Sandberg was coming out, and I'm still leaning towards that way, but I think he'll sign with the Jets. And if he progresses like he does at UMD, you could see him in the NHL next year. That's just the way the kid is. But I could also see him maybe coming back a year. He could gain a lot still, I think, from coming back a year. And then maybe not have to play as much in the AHL. I guess a lot of it depends, too, what the Jets have in front of them and who they like and who they don't like and such. It's a lot of variables. But, Dylan signed this offseason, I wouldn't be surprised.